Shleima to Miriam Bas Chayim. Boker Tov, everyone. We are up to Simon Samach Zion. We started yesterday. Simon Samach Zion, the bottom of page 202. Moving on to page 203, we're talking about a suffix if you read Kriyat Shema or not. Okay, something right, Kriyat Shema. Now we saw the halacha yesterday as a mechaber says something called Kriyat Shema. Chose the recording Baruch Lefanah Ula Acharah. You not only are going to have to read all three paragraphs of Kriyat Shema, but you're also going to have to go back and do the brachos, even though generally hold on mitzvahs daraisa. We learned yesterday you don't say the bracha when you have a suffix. You do the mitzvah, but without the bracha by lulav and esrog, or he talks about over here blowing shofar after shkia. Let's say suffix with your chayiv in the mitzvah. You do the mitzvah, but you don't do it with a bracha. However, over here, this is how Chazal are attacking this mitzvah, as the Mishnah Berurah says in Sikkot and Dalet, that even though many opinion hold only the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema is Daraisa, nevertheless, you're going to go ahead and read all three paragraphs of Kriyat Shema, not only that, also with the brachas that we saw, once again, Sikkot and Dalet in the Mishnah Berurah. It says, Afa got the Harbi Bozak Sarmi de Parsha Rishona Humi Daraisa. V'yashniya Humi Darabonon. The second paragraph is only Midarad. V'yashmina Pon Sarmi Rak Pasuk Rishona Humi Daraisa. It was only the first pasuk of Midaraisa. V'kol Shekena Brachos, and for sure the Brachos of Kuli Alma Humi Darabonon. Usmav Savik Darabonon Eno Choser. Yesh Lomar Kach Haitza Takana. She calls man Shikorin Chayiv because Ki Ikar Takana Ubir Chosa. Even in a Makam Savi, you have to go back and read. You always read Kriyat Shema with its Brachos. That was the Takana. Unless the case that the Pharisees they said not to say it, then you would go ahead and say the brachas. That's where we're left. Basically, this is just an exception to the rule, because generally the rule is that you're always going to do the mitzvah in the makom safek, and you're not going to make the bracha. Over here, we saw the other opinion of the Pri Chadosh and other Achonim who want to make the difference between when the Safik is on the Kavra, or Safik is in the, if the Kavra is Chayiv and the Safik has to do the mitzvah. We do not accept that. We say all cases of Safik Daraisa, he'll do the mitzvah. But the bracha, you would not go ahead and say, this is the one exception to the rule over here. Says the Bir Alacha, Dibra Maslo Safik. Very interesting. I'm Mr. Rosh, Gadol Dach Tiknu, the Chatchila. This was the Kana. This is the Nirid Posh. Dainu Dafka Makam Shimi Stapik Lo Gambi Abrachas. This is only, obviously, if you're Safik, if you also said the brachas. If you know you said the brachas, I mean, Yadosha Berach Abrachas. You know you said the brachas. V'asafik lo on Kriyat Shema Gufa, and your suffix is only on the Kriyat Shema itself. And he gives a very practical example. Im Kivin B'Pasuk Rishon Kai Gavin, let's see your old suffix is, maybe I didn't have Kavana in the first Pasuk of Kriyat Shema, which you said you have to go back and read Kriyat Shema again. Over here, I know I said Birkas Kriyat Shema. Okay? I just have a suffix whether I had a good Kavana when I said Kriyat Shema. In that case, I have to start lastly, crossly, even though we're going to hold, you should go back and read Kriyat Shema again. Mikol Makon Kfar Yatsa Yidei Chobas Abrachas. The Einan Shayach in the Kriyat Shema. You are going to Yotzi the Brachos, because Brachos and Kriyat Shema are two separate entities, as we learned many times. Therefore, you're going to Yotzi the Brachos, and you go back and say Kriyat Shema again. Okay, so that is into that. Mr. Bruce, you caught them Gimel. He points out, he says, L'chora. Perhaps one could say, Koz Adavka Kishol over Zman Kriyat Shema. One should tell you this is only if Zman Kriyat Shema is not passed. Once Zman Kriyat Shema has passed months in, look how you're going to say, now there's no more Suffolk Daraisa. The Daraisa is thrown out the window. You missed out on the Daraisa. However, he says, if Al-Babar Zan Kishal Gimel Shals, Shuv Einam Avarach Lo Lefan Al-Chorah, Machla Suffolk, in this case, since he has a Suffolk, you have a Suffolk whether you read Great Kriyat Shema during the time, and now the time has passed. Okay, so reading Kriyat Shema again, you're already for sure not going to be Yotzi or Daraisa, the Machum Suffolk. You already, either you said it or you didn't say it. So now, all you have a suffix is regarding the brachos of Kriyat Shema. So one can make a strong claim to say, in this case, don't say the brachos of Kriyat Shema now, because that always says that's not true. Did you have a speaker the Rabbanon? Aval zeh eino, that's not the case. Why does man zechiras yitzias mitzrayim nitshach achar gankim? Since you stole the mitzvah zechiras yitzias mitzrayim. And the brachos of Kriyat Shema, like I said, the one at the end, are connected to zechiras yitzias mitzrayim. At least the bracha of Emes Yotziv, you're still going to be Yotzi, you're still going to be Chayiv until Dalet Shalos, and you have to be Chayiv your mitzvah daraisas of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Gedal Simin and Ches. Umikan v'hala lo tikno az bracha. Havo yomar macha safek is a pasuk shal Yitzias Mitzrayim. At least you should go ahead and say some pasuk that is connected to Yitzias Mitzrayim, because you have to fulfill your daraisa of mitzvah zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. So that's a very important thing that we have to can't forget. You have the mitzvah daraisa Kriyat Shema, and intertwined in that is both in the paragraph of Vayomer, especially at the end. אני השם הלוקח מאשר הוצאתי לכם מארץ מצרים, and then אמס יצא ממצרים גאותנו, בייס אבי יבנים פדיסנו, כל בחורי מרקת, בחור חגאות, ויאנס ובקת, all that is the mitzvah of זכירס יצא מצרים. You should know this. If you daven with Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzel, Dafka, there's one part that he Dafka every single day says out loud. You sometimes have to be a little closer to him, he's not so loud, but he says out loud, and that is Mimitzrayim Geltano Beisavadim Bidisano. He goes ahead and says that with extra kavana out loud every time, because he's pointing out this is the bracha of the mitzvah Yitzias Mitzrayim, and remember Kayim the mitzvah Zechias Yitzias Mitzrayim. Bein Bayom, U Bein Balayla. We have it both at day and at night. Okay, so therefore you have to make Kayim your mitzvah. In this case, fine. Now, moving back now to Sif Dalet, after we saw that this is the way that there was all mitakein, says the Mishnah Berurah, about five lines down, Vehecha. He says, Vehecha shumasubak lo'im amar parshat tzitzis, v'gam emes yatsa. He has a subject only if he didn't say parshat tzitzis or emes yatsa, which is not so common of a case, because if he said that one, he said all of it. Sarklasa l'kuliyam, everyone's going to hold, you have to go back once again. V'yasiyatsi yitzayim chayim l'atz. You're b'dorais, because now you have a subject d'orais, so you have to go back and say it. Ach yesh deos b'zeh. However, there's a machlokas. If you did this part of Kriyat Shema, you have to do Vayomer, and then Emes Yotzi, because it's all one thing. Since over here, you only have a suffix whether you're Mekayim, your mitzvah, Zechir, Yetzias Yitzrayim, and you can be Yotzi, that mitzvah, by just mentioning Yetzias Yitzrayim without the bracha of Emes Yotziv, even though Emes Yotziv is Kolel Ganken Yetzias Yitzrayim, better to go ahead and say it without the bracha than to say it with the bracha. And the Chor, that's going to be the halacha l'mais. If you come out with a suffix, whether you did not say Zechir, Yetzias Yitzrayim, don't go ahead and say that whole bracha, because the bracha is not the mitzvah daraisa, and the bracha is mentioning zechias yitzias yitzrayim. So therefore, you should just go ahead and be yotzei that way. Now, in terms of the mitzvah zechias yitzias yitzrayim, he says he ends up like this: zechain hiskim shagasarke v'katavot dimnaslo savik zebe erif shein yodei mamar parsha tzitzis birchas emes yamuna chozer v'omer emes yamuna vein sarch lasser likros parsha tzitzis mi savik v'im bari lo shikara kol shlosha parshas. So basically what comes out over here in this Mishnah Berurah is that you have to obviously say Zechias Yetzias Mitzrayim. But if you know you mentioned the parser tzitzis, okay, you know you said Vayomer Hashem L'Shalimor, and you had a Hashem L'Shalimor, Hashem L'Shalimor, Hashem L'Shalimor, and you just have a suffix about the last bracha, you don't have to worry about the last bracha, because that's only going to be a suffix to Rabbani. You're Yotzei, your mitzvah daraisa of Zechias Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that's what's going to come out over here, halach l'mai. So once again, you have to be careful with Zechias Yetzias Mitzrayim. Another thing is, people ask, you're not allowed to be Yotzi Zechias Yitzrayim but be here. It's a machlokas, a poskim avar. You have to say the words balpes. So even if you have any something you want to mention Zechias Yitzrayim, you should say it out loud with your mouth in order to be Yotzi that mitzvah daraisa. Going back in the mechaber, we did not finish the mechaber. So in Yodei Shekara, you know you read Kriyat Shel Shema Supakim Berach Lefanel Lacharai Lachoz Lefanvarech. We mentioned this earlier on. If you know you said Kriyat Shema, you just have a suffix whether you made the bracha before and afterwards. You only have a suffix on the bracha. Suffix derabbanan and suffix brachas lahakel. We do not go ahead and say the bracha. So what? Halach lemaisa. Once again, if you have a suffix on the Kriyat Shema itself, you go back and say Kriyat Shema with its brachos because it's all one takana over here. However, if you know you said Kriyat Shema, you know you fill your mitzvah daraisa of Kriyat Shema, and you just have a suffix in terms of the brachas, then you don't go ahead and make the brachas again. However, you have to make sure that you're going to mention Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim over here. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan, hey, the two avilei derabbanan fill berachas emes yatsa v'seikel l'kula. V'yom yodea shamer emes yatsa v'eino zachar im kara Kriyat Shema. If you know you said Birkas Kriyat Shema for whatever reason, and you don't know if you say Kriyat Shema, or maybe, that's better to say, you know you said the Birkas Kriyat Shema, you don't know you had kavana. Over there, the rabbi says you don't have to go back, is because we assume you said Kriyat Shema. If you said Birkas Kriyat Shema, we assume you said Kriyat Shema also, because that's the order of tefillah. But if you have a suffix whether you had kavana, the good kavana, in that case you should go back and re-kriyat shema again, at least the first pasuk, because that is for sure the daraisa, and you want to fill the mitzvah. So bottom line is, you want to fill the mitzvah kriyat shema, and you want to fill your mitzvah zechiyas yetzirin tzitzayin. The first two paragraphs of kriyat shema are for sure. After the first two paragraphs, you fulfill your daraisa legam. Vayomer, gets into the parsha tzitzis, and the mitzvah zechiyas yetzirin tzitzayin, and we have the bracha of yetzirin tzitzayin, and emes, amongst the bracha, the best is to say obviously everything. In a case of a suffix, though, if it's a suffix in kriyat shema, you go ahead and say the whole kit and caboodle, everything together. If you have a suffix only in the brachos, just make sure that you're going to fill your mitzvah of zechiras yitzias mitzrayim, because that is a mitzvah daraisa. In terms of the brachos themselves, we say suffix, derabbanan lekula, adkan for today.